Erie Canal Theater presents Laugh-ageddon, episode 1.
Military and moral inferiority.
Lenten Feast and the Channel 7 News Team report.
Large white hats now cheaper than ever.
In the Canadian War for Independence, the Queenmobile has just landed in Nova Scotia, and they're under heavy... John Lennon was almost assassinated today by an assailant named Mark David Chapman. John...
And we're standing
up! Can I finish?
Let me say something.
Can I just say something?
And everyone will have a chance to say something after this break.
Oh, yeah. Peanut butter. Well, you need to eat real peanut butter. And that's Lawson's Thickness. Just one spoonful makes it almost impossible to swallow. It's delicious. It's peanutty goodness. Regular peanut butter's just lighten the loafers compared to Lawson's Thickness. That's peanutty. The only can that rumbles when you shake it. Remember, Lawson's Thickness is Lawson's best man of the perfect.
Hello, welcome to another evening at Lucy's Bar. How y'all doing tonight? You know, what is with milk? Have you guys had milk? Whole milk, that's what I had when I was growing up. It was just milk, it came out of a cow, and you drank it. From cow to container to right into myself, that was milk. And nowadays, you know, you got 2%, you got 1%, you got skim milk. What is that? We just skimmed some scum, and that's what you get. You get that mixed with some white paint, that flavorless white paint, some moisture. Have you tasted it? Have you put it in your coffee? It makes your coffee bad. And if milk can ruin coffee... Anyone? Coffee? I'll take one. Coffee's a drug. You ever thought about that? Coffee is a drug. You're doing drugs. We're gonna have a war against you. Can you imagine Hollywood Squares in Africa? Africa Squares? Charles Nelson Mandela in the center square. Well, how do you feel about milk?
Well, we don't drink too much of that in Africa.
That's offensive.
So Ronald Reagan's been alive for a long time. And I've been thinking about the sort of milk that he's been drinking.
Well, Nancy, pour me another giant glass of diluted milk. Anything in there besides milk is fine. Oh, my injury is acting up.
Just this week, he said that the new Supreme Court justice is going to be a woman. Might as well be living in Soviet Asia. Anyone?
Our next video comes from Jake in Portland, Oregon.
Can you all hear me out there?
Sunny day hike. Oh, hey, nice to meet you, ladies. Now I'm gonna go. I gotta finish my hike, you know?
Was that intentional? Did someone intend to turn that on, the television? Oh, God. Oh, and it's not even news or anything. It's Laugh a Minute. You know, the really sad thing about Laugh a Minute, the thing that disturbs me, there's no reason for this man to be famous, Don Tonfers, because it's these people who send in the videos that are actually producing the momentum for this show. He doesn't even write his own jokes. There's a staff of writers to make him sound slightly comical while he narrates about somebody's cat pooping on someone's face. That's the thing that just drives me insane. I don't know if any of you have ever been... Have you ever tried, like, actually getting up and, like, actually doing anything with your lives? It takes real courage. Real genuine courage. You know who is a coward? Donald Tonfers.
Hey, why don't you shut up?
I would ask the same of you. You shut up. Get up here and tell me to shut up. Get up here. I'm gonna kick you in the face.
The bellies are full.
Don't you touch me. Get your hands off of me. Your hands are bigger. You're a funny man.
Are you? God, you hit me in the face. I have a really serious headache now. I really don't like you.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done. It's been a great evening. Thank you so much for the entertainment that we have had tonight.
Hey, all right. Jimmy Stitch, why don't we just give him a big round of applause?
You're welcome.
Okay, so just a reminder, we don't have milk, but we do have delicious wine coolers straight from Fitzroy's. Just tell your waitress. Up next, we got another great comedian straight from the motherland. Give it up, please. Warm welcome for Pavla Popov.
Okay, everyone, thank you. As you can probably hear, I'm not from New York City. Okay, I'm from Russia.
Hey, Jimmy. Jimmy, why don't you come to the bar? Yeah, here, have some ice. I don't have a bag.
It's been a very long time
since
I've been punched in the face. I feel really bad. I'm going to just collect up my 20% and go home.
Yeah, 20%. Yeah, look, you didn't exactly murder it on stage today.
Lenny, I got punched in my face.
Yeah.
There's blood in my head.
I heard about
it. I'm aware of the sensation of the blood in my head.
Well, I'm aware of the sensation of having an empty cash register. You did milk jokes again, right?
Milk was the lifeblood of America for more than a dozen years.
These people come in trudging off the streets, preoccupated by the daily mundanity of their lives. Here, I'll tell you what. Hey, Joe, give me a cheese slice. One cheese slice. I got a pizza coming for you. A cheese slice.
This is your recompense.
Yes.
This is the payment.
Pizza payment.
Lenny, you're a plank of wood. I despise you.
That's mean.
You're such a generous man with your fine compliments and your nice
somewhere
words. I really appreciate you, Lenny. You've got genitals on your face. I really dislike you.
Something like a bread pudding. And in Russia we have bread pudding, but we call it budin do chlebu because we don't.
Oh, I got a trout on the line. Oh, hey there, that's a good catch you got. Gosh, sure is cold out here, eh? Hey, it is indeed. Hey, have one of these. Well, what's that? It's a puffin hearth. It'll warm you up from the inside out. It's a brand new type of cigarette. Oh, yeah? My lungs are freezing, eh? Hey, let's light it up together. All right. Warmness. Wow, that is refreshing there, eh? And I'm all warm and toasty inside. Yes, indeed.
Puffing hearth tobacco is based on an ancient British formula designed to warm your body from the inside out. Try puffing hearth tobacco at your fine retailers today.
Oh yeah, honk honk, do you see the pedestrian crosswalk? It's my turn! It's my turn!
That was a real jerk, huh?
He's a driver.
Hey, you gotta see him?
Hey, you're Jimmy Stitch, right?
That's me.
Cool, man.
In the flesh.
Cool, hey, wanna go for a limo ride?
I don't have any money. Thanks, though.
No, come on.
Bye-bye.
Where are you going?
Tonight. I'm just
where
going
are you
home.
Headed?
I'm just going home.
I'll take you home.
I just live not too far from here, so I'm just gonna walk around the corner.
Look, how much money did you make tonight?
You mean at the show?
Yeah, you're eating a pretty gross piece of
pizza. I'm not even
there.
Eating it. I'm waiting until I come up to a trash can. I'm holding it.
Let's go for a ride.
So what do you care? Who are you? Why do you want to take me on a limo ride?
This badge might show you who I am.
That's
a police badge, right?
You're a,
yes.
Officer. Did the milk jokes accelerate to this?
I didn't see the show, Jimmy. Okay. I didn't see the show. Someone important sent me here to come get you. And I'm gonna put on these cuffs now.
No.
Be easy. So you're just gonna come walk with me, Jimmy. Everything's gonna be fine. I promise you that.
Off we go.
Look, you're gonna go in this elevator here. I cannot go with you any farther.
Why
than
not?
This.
Come on up.
I got a whole thing with the guy that you're about to meet, and he doesn't like to see my face. I don't like to see his. It's not a big deal.
Got it.
But I gotta tell you this, you're gonna wanna make smart choices when you're up there. Make smart choices when you're up there. Make smart choices. Make smart choices.
Ah, hello there. Jimmy, is it?
Yes.
Do you know who I am?
Yes.
Brenford Lexington Hayes.
That's right.
You can call me by any one of those three names.
Hayes.
Yes.
Very nice place you have.
Thank you.
It's exactly what I would have done if I were thinking of a place to build an artificial jungle.
It's amazing that we're still in the heart of downtown New York, isn't it? Take a look over the edge here. You can see the little cars shuffling off to pick up their passengers.
Oh, they look just like ants.
Everyone says that. Well, was a ride in the limo delightful?
It was a real treat, Lexington.
As you know, I'm the executive producer for WWFU.
Oh, I mean, one of my favorite shows is Hide the Cardigan.
Family Trials, Who's the Chef?
Keep Your Beach to Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
But of our many properties, our star property has to be Laugh a Minute with our host, Don Donald Tompkins.
Yes.
Which I believe you know who that is.
Dom, you know, I actually knew him as Domino back in eighth grade.
Oh, yes, his old nickname.
Way back.
Well, he was, I should say, quite a funny host. But his time is nearing its end, you see. The kids are just not into it.
For whom the bell tolls.
It tolls for thee, Donald. But for thee, Jimmy, a different kind of bell is ringing. Mm. And that's the bell of opportunity, Jimmy. You see, we'd like you to be the new host of Laugh a Minute.
But why you went to all this trouble?
The pay is $6 million per season.
I think that would be acceptable.
So you'll take the job. Take a look at this piece of paper. You see a list of names? Read those names to yourself.
Number 4, number 8, they were at my bar mitzvah. Number 19. Mm-hmm. Is my neighbor. She smells. And let me tell you, I don't know if you've ever been to a paper factory.
All of these people on this list, all 20 names, are people that would have something terrible to say about you if and when you became famous.
When?
Exactly. We can't have that, Jimmy. If you want $6 million a year, then you're going to have to take care of the people on this list. We can't have Star Power magazine filled with rants and raves about the new host of Laugh a Minute and how he mistreated me.
No, I mean, I agree. I wouldn't want anything like that printed about
precisely,
me.
Precisely.
In Star Power magazine.
Do you know the name Dick Cavett?
I'm familiar with his television.
His
programs.
List had 21 names, and now it has 0. Do you get what I mean?
I think I understand what you're saying.
Look into my piercing blue eyes.
God.
Do you want this job?
I can confidently say that yes, I do.
Then you need to take a long, hard look at this list.
It's here, right here in black and white, and I think I understand exactly what you're saying.
Good. Let me usher you to the elevator.
Now, Lexington, put her there. Thank you so much.
All right, then. Jimmy, make good choices.
$6 million! Yes!
Oh, my God!
I can buy anything. I can do anything. That's, I just did the math. That's an infinite amount of money.
Well, Gerald, it seems like times have changed since we were young men. Well, this world is moving too fast for my taste. Hey, pass me a bottle of Coronet Brothers Sugar Whiskey Sweet Booze. Open up the hangar. Here comes the airplane. Ooh, Waterberry Fire Melon.
And you'll know it from the trapezoid bottle design.
Coronet Brothers Sugar Whiskey Sweet Booze, Blueberry Dazzler, Summer Party Pina Colada, Maple Oatmeal, Pumpkin Pie, Raw Egg Whites, Poached Egg Whites, Unripened Grape Stems, Coconut Miasma, Battery Tongue, Pineapple Palm Tree, Fermented Candy Cabbage, Original. And coming next spring, Coronet Brothers Sugar Whiskey Sweet Booze, Clear.
Available at Oscar's Market off of Route 95 in Crunkestown.
Hey, Jimmy.
What? Who's that? Oh, Mr. Dobek.
Jimmy, you got my money or do I have to kick you out tomorrow?
Mr. Dobek, the rent is the 18th.
You've been late the past 8 months, Jimmy. And in fact, you're still 2 months behind. You swore on your mama's grave that you would pay me.
It's so nice of you to remember my mother.
This ain't no free lunch hotel.
You know how she felt about you.
Yeah, look, you got one more week. And if I don't have cash in hand, you're out the door.
Mr. Dobek, I got some good news.
Oh, did you?
Cash a-flowing. It's...
I heard that before.
Raining men, like Benjamin.
I don't know why you think you're so funny.
Hallelujah.
You're not a funny guy. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Dobek.
Yeah, yeah.
Go! Hello, everyone.
Hello, chair. Hello, lamb. Hello, bird.
A maid will be a nice thing for the future.
Let's see here.
Oh, blinking lights.
Hi, this is Christina from the New York City Public Library. We still have you, as it seems, been overdue.
I don't even read books.
Your total fine comes to $27.50.
$27.50? Order me a pizza.
Hey, Jimmy, it's Jenny. I know you have a show tonight, but I needed to talk to you before it. We haven't been connecting lately, and you know that. I just need to talk to you about it, okay? So call me before your show, all right?
Hey, Jimmy, this is Carl from Carl Lays Carpet. We checked your credit, and unfortunately, we cannot rent you a carpet cleaner
at
this time.
Oh, God, no!
Whoever invented cran raspberry is going to get strangled.
Jimmy, it's Jen. You need to call me, okay?
Jimmy, this is Mrs. Kendall from the floor below, and Monday passed, and you were supposed to help me bring my groceries up upstairs, and you never came by. I'm just worried about you. My son came all the way over from the west end of the state.
Get your son to make you into Soylent Green, then.
We're still showing an outstanding balance on your bank account for overdraft fees, totaling over $335.
Oh, boop, 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 boop! Forward all concerns to Lexington Hayes.
Jim, this is your father calling.
Oh, God.
I'm going to need the $1,000 that I lent you when you said you were going to start your comedy career. I know I told you that you could pay it back in your own due time.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you need it desperately.
I've been calling for weeks.
Jimmy, I know you're done with your show. You need to call me. Unless you're in jail or in the hospital, I don't care what time it is, I don't care if you woke me up, I need to talk to you about this tonight. If you do not call me about this tonight, we are done.
Answering machine. Throw it across the room! Nobody needs an answering machine when you have $6 billion.
This season.
Oh, yeah. The future's mine, babes. Wait a second, where's my phone? Oh, he's part of the answering machine. Too bad.
My hand is stuck. The only way I'm going to get out of here is by sawing my arm off. Here, I'm going to... Free. I'm out of here. I made it out. Oh, you got to take me to a hospital. I'm bleeding all over the place.
Looks like that's a bad way to end a hike. Now in this video, it's springtime in Virginia. Kelly bought her kids a brand new trampoline for their Easter egg. Kelly's kids sure do love to bounce, but they gotta remove their shoes before they get on their new trampoline. Oh, struggling to get your shoes off there, kids? Should have tied those laces that tight. Looks like you're not gonna be able to use the trampoline this summer.
Production by Erie Canal Theater, based on the story by and directed by Mike Begettigan. Joseph C. Krause is the producer. Clark Eagling is the technical director. Jeff Jimison is the head sound designer. Dylan Nelson is the assistant sound designer. Original theme music by Clark Eagling. This episode features the voice talents of Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, Charlie Matt, Andy Aziars, Mike McGettigan, Dylan Nelson, and Jeffries Mike. If you like our show, search for Erie Canal Theater on Patreon and support us just like our friends, Dr. Boyfriend.